Hello, Eagles fans. I'm Chris McPherson, and welcome to our Cover 2 segment here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. We're going to recap the win over the Lions and look ahead to the matchup with Minnesota. And I brought in two of the best in the business covering the Eagles, Jeff Mosher from Comcast Sportsnet and Tim McManus from the Birds 24/7 blog on Philadelphia Magazine's website. Jeff, we'll start with you here. Looking at the Snow Bowl, certainly an incredible experience for Eagles fans. For you covering it, what was the most impressive aspect of this Eagles' big win?
The ability to adjust. I mean, it seemed like in the first half, Chris, that they weren't ready to play in the snow and that the Lions were. And that was confusing because the Lions are a dome team and the Eagles are an outdoor team, obviously. And then for them to turn it around in the second half and Chip really to find the magic formula and the running game to get going. And as soon as they got going, it seemed like the Lions didn't want any of it. And that was, to me, what was really impressive about it, especially knowing that nobody thought the snow was coming until the second half.
Tim, most impressive aspect in your estimation?
Well, Sean McCoy, how was he able to do that? I was trying to figure it out, and the guys in the locker room, they're saying that we didn't have anybody chasing us, and we weren't trying to do the kind of moves that LeSean was doing, and we were falling down on our rear ends half a dozen times. Like, how was he able to stay up and shift and jump and move and all these kind of different things? It was amazing to watch. I mean, for a player to have a career day in those kind of elements was just something that's, you know, going to go down in Eagles history.
I went to parlay off that. I went back and watched the tape. It's not like the Lions were completely getting blown off the ball. There were very small crevices that LeSean turned into really long runs, and to accentuate his point, how did he do that? I mean, it looked like he was playing with a different set of feet than everybody else.
All right, let's talk about LeSean McCoy here. 217 rushing yards, franchise record. You have Nick Foles, who's had an outstanding season. He did throw his first interception, but played strongly nonetheless. Who has been the offensive MVP for the season, Jeff? Would you go with LeSean McCoy, or would you go with the quarterback, Nick Foles?
Can I say Jason Peters? Honestly,
great. Yeah. I mean, option C here. Certainly.
Yeah, for the guy to have had the Achilles injury and then also to play in from probably week 1 through 6, ever since he dislocated his finger against the Redskins, then he played with a pectoral injury, then a head injury. For him to do what he's done, I think he's the anchor to what LeSean McCoy has done, and also keeping Nick Foles. If you notice, when Nick Foles is in, he doesn't get sacked hardly ever. I think you got to consider Jason Peters as a guy as an unsung MVP of this team.
Very strong. How about you, Tim?
Look at you weaseling out of that. I'm going with McCoy. And I think that what Foles has done is tremendous, and you need one to have the other. And so there is some symmetry with that relationship. But in order for Foles to do what he has done, he needs to have the kind of emphasis on the run that the Eagles have had, and to have one of the best players in the league and LeSean McCoy kind of at his disposal. If you look at what defenses are doing, they are really king on the run. They're bringing the extra safety down when they do the zone reads. They're crashing down on the backside, and all this is allowing one-on-one matchups on the outside, and Foles is taking advantage of them, which you have to give him all the credit in the world for. But if there's no LeSean McCoy and if there's no emphasis on the run game, then I think we'd be seeing very different things in the passing game.
All right, gentlemen, the Eagles have won 5 straight games. They are now in first place all by themselves in the NFC East, and they travel this weekend to take on a Minnesota team that is so far out of the playoff picture. It doesn't look like they're going to have Adrian Peterson. Tim, I'll start with you. Is this a trap game for the Philadelphia Eagles?
You always have to be worried about that kind of thing, especially when, all right, so this Minnesota team doesn't have a whole lot to play for. So, all right, let's burst somebody else's bubble. That's always a possibility. And going on the road to a dome is never an easy task. But I will say that on the Eagles' behalf, that you don't see them getting too up and down this year, do you? I mean, it's the same thing. After a win, after a loss, you go in and they're self-critical, or they don't give themselves too much praise. Kelly, I think, has done a really nice job of keeping them even keeled. So I don't worry about them psychologically bailing out of this game.
Yeah, and off that, you know, it's not like the Eagles are a bunch of champions. Sometimes you worry about the complacency with an established team that's won a lot and just kind of, you know, starts taking other teams by, you know, lightly because they know they're so good. As Tim mentioned, this team doesn't get high on itself. I mean, they've never won anything. But most of them. So, and half of the guys are under 24 years old. So, I think they take every game as a great opportunity. And when Minnesota doesn't have Adrian Peterson, I would have said maybe that's a tough game. But now, I'm not thinking so much.
Certainly, gentlemen. And the guys who have been here for a few years, going back to 2010, just remember the Tuesday night football game against Minnesota with Joe Webb, if you need to recall anything else about taking the Minnesota Vikings lightly. For Tim and Jeff, I'm Chris McPherson. Thank you very much for joining us here in our Cover 2 segment on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. Make sure to stay tuned for complete coverage and a preview of the Vikings showdown throughout the week right here.